Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm not Pat right now, I am,
you
but...
You are a brown thing.
I'm a brown thing, yes.
What is this? What are you?
What am I? Well, it's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a costume. If anybody likes to play Super Mario Brothers, then they will probably come along and jump on my head. Because I am one of the Mario bad guys, or Goombas.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're in a costume as well, aren't you, Tiffany?
I have to get into character.
Get into character, okay. Whoa, well, that's a very scary look she's giving you. Okay, now, this is one you guys might not know because the TV, the series, the movies, the cartoons, I don't know if they played a lot over here, but I believe you are Wednesday Addams.
That's right.
The daughter of the Addams family.
One of my favorite movies, actually. So
okay.
I always love being Wednesday Addams.
Yeah, well, you just get to be angry.
I know. I don't have to do anything to my face.
Yeah,
you don't even have
to smile.
Exactly. I love it.
Such an easy costume. Okay. Well, as you can guess, today is all about Halloween experiences and costumes. It's also our Meet the Wongs for this month. Let's find out what the Wong family is up to this Halloween.
Mr. Wong's Halloween plan.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Jimmy and Timmy are getting their Halloween costumes ready.
I love Halloween. This year, I'm going to dress up as a ghost tiger. I'm going to wear a ghost lion costume.
They put on their costumes.
We look great. We'll get lots of candy when we go trick or treating.
Mr. Wong comes into their room.
Great news, kids. Your cousin Danny is getting married.
Who is cousin Danny?Lives in the U.S., remember?
Yes, and we're going to visit him.
Cool! We're going to the U.S.
It's on November 3rd. We'll fly out on October 31st.
But that means we'll miss Halloween.
They start to cry.
We can't wear our costumes or go trick-or-treating.
How can I fix this?
News. News. Listen, everyone. I have some exciting news to share with you. Listen, everyone. I have some exciting news to share with you. Cousin. Cousin. We go to the beach with our cousins every summer. We go to the beach with our cousins every summer. Live. 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 Lived. Lived. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Miss. Miss. If we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie. If we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie.
Okay, so we see that at the start, Jimmy and Timmy are getting their Halloween costumes. That's the clothes and stuff. They're getting those ready, okay?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's always something that's very exciting for kids.
And
even
grown-ups,
adults.
Yeah,
we love it too. To think about your costumes and what you want to be for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy says this as well. He says, I love Halloween. I'm with you, Jimmy. Yeah. I agree.
Yep, he's not holding back. He adds, this year, I'm going to dress up as a ghost tiger.
What?
So not just a tiger, which would be cool, or a ghost, which would be pretty cool, but a ghost tiger.
Whoa, that's a very creative costume.
Yeah, great stuff. Now, there he used the phrase, dress up as something. If you dress up as something, you wear clothes that make you look like a particular person or thing, like Tiffany dressing up as Wednesday Addams or my Goomba hat, which I've taken off for the teaching part of this lesson.
All right, next, Timmy says, I'm going to wear a ghost lion costume.
Oh,
okay,
two
so
sweet
brothers.
Costumes.
That, yeah.
They're twins. Then you know they're going to do something pretty similar.
Right, so he's going to wear a ghost lion costume. Now, let's take a look at the word costume. It's basically the clothes you wear to look like someone else. Now, a lot of actors wear costumes to fit in the play or in a movie to fit the characters that they play. So, for example, if I'm an actor and I need to be in a Shakespeare movie, I will wear a costume from
the 1600s
exactly.
or whatever. Now, a costume doesn't have to mean something big and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A costume is just the clothes. So that dress, black with a white collar, is a costume because it makes her look, and doing that with her hair, it's kind of part of the costume, like Wednesday Addams. Okay, so we then see they put on their costumes. They're getting on their, I don't know, whether it's masks or hats or lion and tiger colored kind of costumes, ghost lion and tiger stuff. Could be very crazy. I love it.
Yeah, I'm actually excited to see how they're going to do this ghost lion, ghost tiger thing. And so Jimmy says, we look great. Aw, so cute.
Really happy about this whole thing. And Timmy adds, we'll get lots of candy when we go trick or treating. Now, trick or treating is one of the big, fun Halloween activities and events. And what you do, people go out in their neighborhood to other people's houses. They knock on their doors and they say, trick or treat. And the people who live in the homes must give up some candy or other kind of treat, or they will get a trick played on them. Now, in my experience, no one ever says trick.
Really? I've had an experience.
You've had it?
I've had an experience. Well, they didn't really trick me and do something to me, but they definitely scared the kids. And
that's
they made it into a scary house.
A scary house. Yeah, that's okay. Because they give you candy at the end of it. Nobody
that's
just
true.
Says, trick, get out.
Yeah, or like, here's some corn, or here's some toothpaste.
Here's my
or something.
Garbage. You put it in the garbage can as you leave. Something like that.
Yeah,
okay.
No one's that mean.
No but. One is that mean.
All right, so next, let's take a look. The scenario says, Mr. Wong comes into their room.
Okay, and he says, great news, kids. So let's find out what that is. But first, we'll look at the word news. N-E-W-S. News. It's our first word power word of the day. Now, it's a noun, but it's always used as a plural when we talk about noun. It's always the news. Here's what it means.So, news means information and stories on TV, the radio, the internet, or newspapers about something that has happened recently. You can also have news about your own life. Again, something that's happened recently and you want to tell people. For example, listen, everyone, I have some exciting news to share with you. Listen, everyone.I have some exciting news to share with you.
Okay.
So, what's the news?
What is the exciting news? Well, Mr. Wong says, your cousin Danny is getting married.
Ooh,
wow.
Go Danny.
Yeah, that is very good news. Actually, it's very happy news when people get married. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Wong said, your cousin. Cousin here is our word pair word. It's spelled C-O-U-S-I-N. Cousin.Cousin is a noun, and it is the child of your aunt and uncle. So it is your mom or dad's brother or sister's child. For example, we can say, we go to the beach with our cousins every summer. We go to the beach with our cousins every summer.
Okay, and what do we learn about cousin Danny? Well, cousin Danny is getting married. And to get married is when two people have a wedding, okay?
Uh-huh.
Usually with a party afterwards. And that now means they are husband and wife, or husband and husband, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
By law, you know, the government recognizes them. You two are together in a partnership, in a marriage.For example, I can say, I got married on October the 22nd, 2013.
Ooh, congrats.
Yeah, so it's over 4 years now.
Yeah, and you must have just celebrated another wedding anniversary.
The fourth one, yes.
Yeah. All right, so next, Jimmy says, who is cousin Danny?
Okay. So,
that's really true. Who
to
is
be fair,
he?
Timmy and Jimmy are quite young,
mm-hmm.
so maybe they've forgotten. Maybe they have a lot of cousins. I have a lot of cousins. Some, when I was a kid, I didn't exactly remember who was who or how they were related. But Timmy's got a better idea. He says he lives in the US, remember?
Oh,
cousin Danny who lives in the US. Maybe that's why Jimmy forgot. Now, we know he lives in the US, and live, L-I-V-E, live, is a verb. Now, it has many different meanings, but we've made it our word power word to explain exactly which this one is. Okay, so here the meaning of the word live is to have your home somewhere. You live somewhere, that is where your home is, that's where you stay most of the time. Like, I live in Taipei, Taiwan. Here's another example. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Danny and his wife-to-be, they live in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Wong says, yes, and we're going to visit him. Because, of course, they're family.
Mm-hmm.
This is a happy thing to celebrate. So they all are going there to celebrate Cousin Danny's wedding.
Okay, now, as we see in the next picture, Jimmy and Timmy look excited. They're pretty happy. Cool, we're going to their wedding. That means we're going to the U.S.
Yeah.
Great.
Then Timmy says...
Jimmy
that's
says... That's exactly what he says. Cool, we're going to the U.S.
Jimmy says, cool, we're going to the U.S. What is Timmy saying?
Timmy says, when is the wedding?
Mm.
Okay, so wedding, I kind of mentioned it earlier, related to get married. This is the, could be a legal, could be a religious ceremony or kind of just...something that happens
mm-hmm.
when the two people who are getting married, they enter into this kind of joined union, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
They are together. They do the, do you take blah, 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 I do, all
mm-hmm.
that stuff, exchange the rings, and afterwards they're married. So it's that process, the ceremony, the celebration part. Now, I can say again about me, I had a very small wedding in Hong Kong.
Ooh, very nice.
That was where mine was.
Yeah, so a wedding is basically like, we can say it's more official. Yes. To say that, okay, this person and I, we are now together.
Yes.
We are now married.
Yeah.
All right, so next, Mr. Wong says, it's on November 3rd.
Okay.
We'll fly out on October 31st. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
This doesn't really sound good.
Wait a minute.
Okay, but before we jump to conclusions and we think bad things, let's first take a look at what fly out means. So fly out is a phrasal verb, and it means we are leaving somewhere, like a city, by the airplane, by an airplane. So if you have a flight at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, you can say, I fly out on Saturday. Or, you know, on the opposite, if you arrive somewhere, okay, by plane, you can say you fly in. So I'll fly in to Taipei on Monday.
Yeah, you could say my mom is flying in next week, blah, blah, blah. Or
exactly.
I'm visiting my family, I'm flying out on Sunday, something like that. Now, October 31st, that is Halloween.
Yep.
Jimmy and Timmy, they've worked that out. So we can see from the pictures that Jimmy and Timmy look shocked. Like,
what?
Kind of thing.
You've ruined our lives.
Yes, because shock means both surprised and upset. It's like super surprised, but also you're shocked because it's kind of very sad, very upsetting news. For example, I was shocked after I heard Rachel quit her job. Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah, maybe she was one of the best, you know, workers there or something. So it was a shock for some people. In the article, we see Jimmy says, but that means...
And like a lot of twins do, Timmy finishes his sentence, we'll miss Halloween.
Yep, exactly.
They're going to be flying. They'll be in the air.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Now, to understand what Timmy means and why he is so shocked, we've made the word miss, M-I-S-S, miss our next word power word. So to miss something means to not go somewhere, be somewhere, or do something, especially when you want to but can't. Okay? For example, if we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie. If we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie.
Poor kids, because we see here in this scenario, they start to cry.
Oh, no.
I know. Of course, this is something they were looking forward to. Now they're going to miss Halloween.
So terrible. And they say together, we can't wear our costumes or go trick-or-treating.
And then...
so sad.
Next, we see a picture. Mr. Wong looks worried. Of course, he feels like, oh yeah, maybe they didn't think about that.
Yeah.
They will be flying on
maybe
that day.
Maybe we should have flown out a day earlier or later. He thinks or says to himself, how can I fix this? Okay, to fix something means to make a broken thing whole or to make a bad situation good again. So what Mr. Wang is wondering, he's saying, how can I fix this? He means, what can I do to make my sons feel better and maybe stop them from missing Halloween?
Aww.
How can he stop them being so sad? How can he just get over this problem that he's caused?
Yeah. Maybe they can, like you said, change their flight, but I think that would be very difficult to do.
Could be,
when it's so last minute, so we don't know.
We just don't know. We're going to have to come back tomorrow and find out. But for now, we're going to today's wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, your costume looks so good. Here, have some candy.
Thank you. Trick-or-treat.
Get lost. I don't have time for kids and candy.
So you want a trick, do you?
I already told you to get lost.
Trick.
Ha
ha ha ha ha ha. Happy Halloween.
Step by step.
Get married.
So what's this big news?
Kyle and I are getting married.
OMG. That's great. I'm so happy for you. How can I fix this? Why are you so mad at me? Did I do something wrong?
You forgot about my birthday.
Oops. How can I fix this?
Hello, 大家好啊！最近呢、啊，我身边发生了一个充满喜气的事情呢。我的好妈吉上个月终于结婚了。He finally got married to his girlfriend last month. He finally got married to his girlfriend last month. 他上个月啊，终于跟他女友有情人终成眷属了呀。哎，我刚刚讲到的结婚的片语呢，就是 get married。Marry 啊是个动词，就是结婚的意思。中文里面呢有娶跟嫁嘛，但是英文里面可没有这个分别哦，一律都会用 marry 这个字。像是啊，在爱情浪漫电影里面，常常会看到男主角单膝跪下问女主角说 ，Will you marry me？ 你愿意嫁给我吗 ？Will you marry me？ 那口语上呢，如果我们要形容两个人结婚了，比较不会用 marry 这个字，而是会用 get married 这个片语。例如啊，我超爱的《太阳的后裔》男女主角宋仲基跟宋慧乔 ，They are getting married on October 31st。他们10月31号，哎，也就是明天就要结婚啦。They are getting married on October 31st。那如果啊，你硬要用 marry 这个字也是可以哦，就可以换句话说，变成宋仲基 is going to marry 宋慧乔 on October 31st。当然啦，男女对调也是可以的哦。话说回来啊，身为伴郎的我当然是很为我的妈吉开心嘛，对不对？但是好死不死，我的妈吉是个大迷糊蛋，就在婚礼的前10分钟，哎，她突然说 I lost my ring, I can't find it, how can I fix this? 我把戒指弄丢了，我找不到，我要怎么挽救这个局面啊？ How can I fix this? 刚刚说到的 How can I fix this? 意思呢就是说要怎么挽救局面。 Fix 啊，我们平常是当修理的意思。例如啊，我的妈吉是个电脑高手，我电脑上次坏了呢，他就帮我修理。He helped me fix my computer. 那刚刚的 How can I fix this 的 fix 呢，则是当解决的意思，跟 solve 差不多哟。例如啊，如果有一间公司一直亏钱，老板可能就会说 We have to fix this problem. We have to fix this problem. 我们要解决亏钱这个问题。或者啊，也可以说 We have to solve this problem. 意思是一样的哟。那当你啊发生了一件很悲惨的事情的时候呢，就可以用 How can I fix this 这句话来表示你有多崩溃哦。像不久前啊，我上班太忙了，一时忘记我女友的生日，她就爆生气的啊，然后我就很崩溃的问我朋友说 How can I fix this， 我要怎么办啊，我要怎么挽救这一切。当然你也可以很急的问说 What can I do？ 哎，你问我说你英文一直考很烂， How can you fix this？ 我只能说赶快认真听我讲，然后去复习啦，拜拜。
Me the wolf, me the wolf, me the wolf, me the wolf, me the wolf.
Mr. Wong's Halloween plan.
Jimmy and Timmy are getting their Halloween costumes ready.
I love Halloween.This year, I'm going to dress up as a ghost tiger. I'm going to wear a ghost lion costume.
They put on their costumes.
We look great. We'll get lots of candy when we go trick or treating.
Mr. Wong comes into their room.
Great news, kids.Your cousin Danny is getting married.
Who is cousin Danny? He lives in the U.S., remember?
Yes, and we're going to visit him.
Cool! We're going to the U.S.! When is the wedding?
It's on November 3rd. We'll fly out on October 31st.
But that means...We'll miss Halloween!
They start to cry.
We can't wear our costumes or go trick-or-treating!
How can I fix this?
News. News. Listen, everyone. I have some exciting news to share with you.Listen, everyone. I have some exciting news to share with you. Cousin, cousin. We go to the beach with our cousins every summer. We go to the beach with our cousins every summer. Live, 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 lived, lived. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Dylan lived in Hong Kong for 1 year when he was a kid. Miss, miss. If we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie. If we don't hurry up, we'll miss the start of the movie.